Lord, we glorify your name this morning. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah, Lord. Thy name is highly exalted. And we magnify you this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to be excited in this message. You know, so, you know, if I say something, you like to shout, maybe it's all right to shout in this message. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God, because, you know, I'm going to glorify the name of the Lord here this morning. Amen. And the message is, oh, magnify the Lord. Amen, somebody. Oh, yes, magnify the Lord. You know, so I want you to do this. You know, every time we come into the service, the Lord does great things for us. You know, I mean, last week he moved those mountains out of our lives. You know, and every week he does great things and so forth. So we want to do something for the Lord this morning. Amen, somebody. You know, and we don't do this enough, but every so often I like to do this. You know, I like to just come in here and glorify the Lord and read some psalms and praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we do that praise, oh yeah, when we do that praise, the anointing of the Lord fills the place. Hallelujah. And at the end of the service, you're going to know that the Lord, you know, has been in our midst. Praise God. Because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. You know, so as we praise the Lord this morning, there's going to be a great release of the anointing of the Lord. And he's going to break every yoke in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want you to be believing, you know, and let's see how the Lord will move me to pray for somebody, you know, at the end of the service. You know, we'll see how the Lord will move. But I'm going to start here in Psalms chapter 8. And I'm going to read a number of psalms this morning just to praise the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says, you know, it admonishes us to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your hearts unto the Lord, he says. So this morning, you know, a psalm of praise. He said, let's take a psalm and let's rejoice and praise the name of the Lord. So I'm going to read some psalms of praise. And as I praise the name of the Lord, I want the congregation to shout the victory and praise the name of the Lord together with me. We start in Psalms 8 this morning. Oh Lord, our God. Psalms 8 and verse 1. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how excellent. That's a great place to start this morning, isn't it? How excellent is thy name in all the earth, because you have set your glory above the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to go to Psalm 9. I'm going to read a few psalms, so you'll be quick, you know, with getting those scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalms 9, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works, and I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 11 of that same chapter. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
That means give testimony of the great things that the Lord, that he does for us from time to time. Psalm 18 and verse 46. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock.
Hallelujah.
And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. He calls him my rock. Oh my goodness. We know the Bible says our Lord is the rock. But the psalmist, he calls him my rock. So he makes it personal. He said, blessed be the Lord my rock. Is he your rock in here this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalms 29. And I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. I'm just going to go through just about a lot of the psalms this morning just to praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 29 and verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name in here this morning. Can I get somebody to clap for Jesus in here this morning? Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give the Lord some praise in here this morning. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 31, and I'm going to read verse 19. Oh, how great, O Lord, is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Oh, how great is thy goodness, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 34 and verse 1. You know, this is Thanksgiving week, amen? Praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, somebody. Now let us exalt his name together. Oh my. Magnify the Lord with me here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. And let's see what the psalmist said about all the testimonies of the Lord and all the good things, you know, that the Lord has done for us. Can we number them? Psalm 40. Let's check it out. Psalm 40 and verse 5. Can you number all of his goodness? Oh no. He said, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and all thy thoughts which are towards us, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. All of the goodness of the Lord. If I should stand here today and tell you all about everything that he's done for me, I cannot number them all. But I'm going to raise his praise. I'm going to raise his praise in here this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, I'm going to raise his praise in. Now don't worry about your sickness. Oh, we'll take care of that at the end of the service. But let's raise his praise. Hallelujah, somebody. Let's raise his praise, first of all. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord one time, he said, you know, I mean, who is it that, you know, I mean, a man that has servants and so forth, you know, when he wants to eat, will he tell his servant to go and eat first and so forth? He said, no. He'll sit down to meal. He said, you take care of me first. And then when he's finished, he'll send him to do some other thing as well. So we got to take care of the Lord first. Amen. So this morning, we are taking care of him by raising his praises. Hallelujah. Oh, let's raise the praise of the Lord in here this morning. Psalm 57. And I'm going to read at verse 5. Psalm 57, verse 5. Let's raise his praise. And if you don't know what praise can do, praise is cleansing. Oh yeah, it'll cleanse your heart. It'll cleanse your mind and give room for the Holy Spirit to move. That's what praise does. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 57. And I'm going to read verse 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. And let thy glory be above all the earth. That's right. Verse 10. He says, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. And let thy glory be above all the earth. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 72. And I'm going to read verses 18 and 19 of Psalm 72. Let's give the Lord all the praise in here this morning. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. There's nobody like him. Or like that song we sang, no other name like the name of Jesus. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. And amen. Oh yeah. Praise the Lord. Say, blessed be his glorious name. You say, why are you praising the name of the Lord? Because the Lord is good. And his mercy endures. Let's try that. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Now I want the congregation to bless the name of the Lord by saying, the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Oh yeah. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. In fact, you know, his loving kindness and his goodness are renewed every morning. To tell you that in Lamentations 3, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And new every morning is his faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh my, the Lord is good. Let's read Psalm 89 and verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Praise the name of the Lord. Sing of his mercies forever. With your mouth make known of his faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 95 and verse 1. Oh, I love this Psalm 95. I can read all of it all day long. You know, because somewhere in there it says, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Oh my, I love that. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And let us make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Come on, somebody, make a joyful noise unto the Lord with psalms in here this morning. Amen. For the Lord is a great God, and he's a great King above all gods. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And in fact, all those gods, so called, they are nothing but the imaginations of men's rebellion against the name of the Lord. Because there's only one true God. Hallelujah. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. All those other gods, they cannot speak. And they cannot deliver like our God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, oh come, in verse 6, let us worship and let us bow down. Oh my, that's an art that people have forgotten. To worship and to bow down before the Lord. Oh, we're going to do that before this service is over. Amen. Praise God. Because I love to do that. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Oh my. And the great apostle Paul, he said, for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. It is a sign of worship when you kneel before the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read Psalm 96 and verses 1 through 4. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. He'll give you a new song in the shower in the morning. Oh yeah. He'll give you a new song on your bed. The Bible says, let the saints sing for joy upon their beds. You know, anywhere you go, he'll give you a new song if your mind is upon him. You know, sing unto the Lord. See, all the earth, he said, and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. In the morning when you wake up, you say, this is the day of the Lord. And I will see his salvation all around me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, declare his glory among the heathen. That means to the unbelievers. On your job, you say, blessed be the name of Jesus. You know, amen. When you're singing, you know, sitting at your desk or somewhere, just all of a sudden you say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody's going to say, my goodness. You know. You been drinking or something? I say, oh no, this is the new wine. Hallelujah. And you say, you know, if you knew what he did for me, if you had what I had, you'll be shouting too. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love to get the devil all riled up that way. You know, praise the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 98. Hallelujah. Oh, before I go to Psalm 98, let me finish this one. For the Lord is great, in verse 4, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared among all so-called gods, because all the gods of the nations are idols. They are nothing. But the Lord, he made the heavens. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. I feel the Lord in here already, don't you? Psalm 98, and verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Has he done marvelous things for somebody in here? Were you able to move some mountains this last week?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, praise the name of. If I call for testimony, and I might before this service is over, you know, I guarantee you the Lord, he moved some mountains this last week. Praise the name of Jesus. So we ought to give him the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise. Come on somebody. Make a loud noise. And rejoice. And sing praise. Some of you are too civilized. Don't know how to make a loud noise. You are too polished. You know. You are too refined. You know. I can't do that, you know. Make a loud noise. The Bible says, and rejoice and sing praise. You know, one time, David, he loved to praise the name of the Lord. You know, and I love to see him, you know, look at all his acts and all the things that he did in the Bible. You know, and so one time, because the ark was coming back home. Oh, and David said, oh my goodness. He said, blessed be the glory of the Lord. You know, and he began to take off all his garments and all these kingly things and so forth that were bogging him down. He took off the crown. He took away the royal crown and the royal gown and all the garments that he wore. And he said, my Lord, blessed be thy name. Oh, and he began to get down. Oh, my. Praise God. You know, and his young wife looked at him and said, look at you. King of Israel indeed. And he said, oh, yeah. I am the king too. Praise God. You know, because God preferred me over your father's house. Therefore, we like bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yeah. David, you know, he had an answer, you know, for the reason of the joy that was in him. For anybody that liked to mock him, he'd give it to them right back. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's read Psalm 99, verse 1. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is nigh above, high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And you can read the whole of Psalm 100 anytime. I love it. It's one of the other Psalms I can read and I can say anytime, all day long. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah. Amen. Don't be grumbling and complaining about the Lord. The Lord is good. It is the enemy that brings the hardship and the various things and so forth. But the Lord is good. You know, he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and we have not made ourselves. And he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's how you come before him, is thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. And his truth endureth to all generations. Can I get an amen on that? Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 103. Oh, I love this one too. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Come on, somebody. All that is within me. That's your voice. That's everything inside of you. Bless his holy name this morning. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, I forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. He's talking to his soul. You know, you need to talk to your soul sometimes. You know, like say, oh my soul, why thou cast down within me? I will yet praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And talk to your soul this morning and reload your faith by praising him. You know, he said, I will bless the name of the Lord. You know, he commanded his soul. He said, because the Lord forgiveth all thy iniquities and he healeth all of thy diseases. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Who redeemed thy life from destruction and crowned thee with loving kindness. You know, the enemy is the one that comes to destroy. And there are so many ways that he kind wants to destroy your life. You know, he got all kinds of diseases. But the Lord, he's got healing for every one of them. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. He'll satisfy thy mouth with good things. Oh my. Loving kindness, tender mercies, good things, renewing my youth like the eagles. My goodness, it just goes on and on and on. You know, the goodness of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Say unto him. See, sing unto him, he said. Sing psalms unto him. And talk ye of all of his wonders, wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. And let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, remember his marvelous works, which he has done in verse 5. And his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Psalm 107, verse 15. Oh my. I love this one. Praise God. Oh yes, Psalm 107. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. In fact, the psalmist, he lamented in his soul. He said, oh, the man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the sons of men. Because he looked around, he didn't see people praising the Lord like they should. You know, but he knew how to praise the Lord. Therefore, the Lord chose David's throne to set upon. That's right. Praise God. Oh yeah, because the Lord knows that when David's around that throne, there's going to be praising all the time. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh yes, let's bless the name of the Lord in here this morning. Come on, lift up your hands. Oh, that man would praise the name of the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. He has broken the gates of brass. Oh my. Has he broken some gates for you? Has he cut down the bars of iron? Oh my. Praise God. If your life is still behind some gates this here this morning, oh, we're going to take care of that before this service is over in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Even as the message said last week, we can say to that mountain, and it be moved. Praise God. Hallelujah. But first, let's raise his praise here this morning. Let's raise his praise. Hallelujah. Let's raise the praise of the Lord. Psalm 113 here this morning. And verse 3. Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth. And even forevermore. From this time forth, that's going forward. Don't worry about yesterday. You can't do anything about that. It's already gone. Praise God. You cannot go back and change the past. It's gone. You know, all we have is now. And then we can look forward to the future. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun. That's in the morning when you get up. You bless the name of the Lord from that time, even to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, if you can bless the Lord like that, you'll have a victorious day. Amen. If you can wake up in the morning and say, blessed be the name of the Lord, my rock and my high tower, my defense, oh, the great one in whom I will trust. If you can bless his name like that every day in the morning, oh, you have a great day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, the chariots of fire will be around you, because that attracts, you know, the Lord and his entourage, the praises of God, you know, attracts him, and he'll come in there and the angels of the Lord will encamp around you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 117 in here this morning. Say, oh, praise the Lord, O ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. And he said, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 118 and verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. Oh, let's say that together. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh yes, I love the sound of that. And the Lord loves it even more. To hear his people to say that the Lord is good and that his mercy endureth forever, he loves the sound of that. Oh yes, let Israel now say, let GMI Church now say that his mercy endureth forever. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. He said, let the house of Aaron, you know, put your name in there. I called upon the Lord in my distress. And the Lord answered me. And he set me in a large place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Psalm 135. And verses 1 to 3 this year, this morning. Psalm 135. The Lord is good. I love the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, he said. He said, praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, that stand in the house of the Lord and in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Praise the name of Jesus. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Oh, Psalm 136. One of the greatest psalms in this whole Bible. Because he punctuates everything that he says with his mercy endureth forever. Every phrase, every sentence, he puts it right there. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Oh my. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth. Come on, say it with me. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. Thank you, Jesus. The mercy of the Lord. And you can go on and on and on and read the rest of that psalm. And in every verse, in every sentence, and every phrase, he punctuates it with the mercy of the Lord. Endureth forever. Oh my. And if you only knew the riches of his mercy, oh, you'll be shouting for joy. Every time we talk about his mercy, you'll be shouting for joy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 145. He said, I will extol thee, O Lord my God, the King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, he said. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Amen? Amen, people? Are you tired of praising the Lord? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, for his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and they shall declare thy mighty acts. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. He said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He said, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto God while I have my being. Because there is no praise in the grave. Amen? Oh yeah, there are people that go down to the dust and the grave. Oh no, the grave can't praise the Lord. We that are alive, we praise the name of the Lord. That's why I say, let every living thing, every living thing, let him bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Every living soul, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He said in Psalm 147 and verse 1, he said, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God." And it is a pleasant thing, because praise is comely. Oh, we are magnifying the Lord this morning. Is there anybody that magnified the Lord with me here this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody. Yes. Praise God. Look at what he does. You know, he said, "The Lord, he doth build up Jerusalem, and he gathered out the outcasts." You know, if you think that, you know, your life is broken and so forth, oh God, he can fix that. Listen to what he says in verse 3. "He healeth the broken in heart, and he bindeth up their wounds." If you are brokenhearted this morning, you know, because, you know, the burden of what you are going through, maybe it's sickness, maybe it's disease, maybe it's whatever else, you know, you lost this or you lost that, you lost your home, you lost your job, you lost one thing or the other, you know, he healeth up that. They are broken in heart, and he bindeth up their wounds. Oh yeah, he knows how to bind those wounds. "He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name." You know, all those stars that are out there that no man can even number, the Lord knows them, every one of them, by their names. Praise the name of Jesus. "Great is the Lord."
Hallelujah.
"And of great power."
Hallelujah.
His understanding is infinite. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 148 and verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights." Well, that means, you know, when you are up on cloud 9, you praise him. When you are down, you praise him anyhow. Praise the Lord anyhow. He said, "Praise ye him, all ye angels, and praise ye him, all ye his hosts. Praise him, ye sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light." So he commanded even the works of his hands in the universe and all of the firmament to praise the name of the Lord. He said, "Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created." Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he goes on to even tell the dragons and creeping things and all kinds of things to praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord, the Bible says. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, verse 11. Say, "Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, everybody in here this morning." He said, "Let them praise the name of the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
"For his name alone." That's the name of Jesus alone. Now, there's no other name. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't care what title people go by and so forth. There's no match for the name of Jesus. And no sickness, no disease, no problem. Hallelujah. When the name of Jesus is exalted. And if I be lifted up here this morning, I will break all the yoke. Oh yes, that the Assyrian. Oh yeah, that's the devil. The enemy has put upon my people, saith the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Psalm 149, verse 1. Say, "Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation," see, "of the saints." He said, "Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance."
Hallelujah.
It's scriptural to dance to the Lord. Amen. Oh yeah, let them praise the name of the Lord in the dance, and let them sing his praises. See, with the timbre, that's a tambourine, and the harp. And let them, you know, he said, because the Lord, he takes pleasure in his people.
Hallelujah.
And he will purify the meek with salvation.
Amen.
Oh my, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Oh yeah, even upon your beds. Sing aloud, the Bible says. Now some people are too withdrawn, you know, they just like to be quiet and so forth. Well, there's a place of quietness too. You know, but the Bible says, sing aloud and make a loud noise. And rejoice and bring praise. Make his praises to be heard. Hallelujah. Let the high praises of God. Now that's the high praises, not the low praises. You know, get that low stuff out of here. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Hallelujah. My goodness. and a sharp two-edged sword in their hand. And behold, saith the Lord, I will tell you the greatest praise that you can give to me this morning and every day of your life is to live a life that is worthy of my name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the greatest, he said, praise that you can give is to live a life. Oh my. That's the Spirit of the Lord just brought that in. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say thank you, Jesus. Just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 50, Psalm 150. Oh, he says, praise ye the Lord. You know, David, he wrote all the Psalms. And at the end, he was still praising the Lord. Oh my, 150 Psalms, and he's still praising the Lord. Praise, and he wrote actually more than that, you know. There's a few Psalms here that are, you know, ascribed to some other people. But David, he wrote many, many more than what's in here, you know. David, he loved to praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Oh yeah, praise him with the timbrel. That's tambourine. Can I get some tambourines in here this morning? Does anybody have some tambourines? Come on, praise the Lord with the tambourine in here this morning. Oh yeah. And he said, praise the Lord with a timbrel and dance. Woo. He said, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord moves upon me, I will dance like David danced. I will praise like David praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? The Spirit of God, he brings a release, you know, and a cleansing of your heart and your soul. During praise. You know, that's during praise. Oh, praise is such a wonderful thing. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with his string instruments and organs. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet in here this morning and let's practice some of these things that he's saying here. You know, let's praise the name of the Lord. Can I get some people to grab some tambourines in here this morning? Can I get the praise team up here? And let's see if we can make the praise of the Lord glorious in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to Psalm 95. I'm going to go back to Psalm 95, and we're going to do this song. If the praise team will help me out here. It says, let us come and bow down and worship. Hallelujah. Psalm 95 and verse 6. And we have a song that we sing that says, come and bow down and worship. You know, and he says that the place that you are standing is holy ground. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Hallelujah. And let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And as the praise team is singing this song, I'm going to invite everybody to come forward here and let's bow down and let's kneel before the Lord. Take it away, praise team. Yes, as we bow down before the Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is present in the house here today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is going to do a great work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you need prayer here this morning, no matter what you want the Lord to do for you, the Lord is here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may all stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you may go back to your seats, and I want to see those that want a special deliverance here this morning. And we're going to believe the Lord Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You want God to do something special for you in your body this morning. You need healing. Maybe doctors give you up or something. Oh, let's see what the Lord will do here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.